You see me walk right out that door.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah. The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Crosby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
say what you're doing is right. You know I need releasing. Your crazy is increasing and I can't stay up all night. Baby, you can't say what you're doing is right. No, you can't say what you're doing is right. No, you can't say what you're doing is right.
Reputation. Double.